top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening, this is the Prime Evening News for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Be Natural owner Terry Henry encourages Dominicans to eat super local foods, which can significantly aid in the fight against COVID-19 and help take our place as one of the world's healthiest nations. Barbados police have launched an investigation into the death of a Sarot resident whom officers allege attacked them on Wednesday with a cutlass and was fatally shot as a result. And a Canada general said yesterday Canada has ended evacuations from Kabul's airport as the clock ticks down on dramatic Western efforts to help people flee Taliban takeover ahead of a full American withdrawal. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Weiss Limited. First up in the news, owner of Be Natural, Terry Henry, reveals there are superfoods which can significantly aid in the war against the COVID-19 virus. Henry alludes to the fact that Dominica has the capability of leading the goal of becoming one of the world's healthiest nations during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic. She encourages Dominicans to be knowledgeable of the nutrients in the foods they eat and make healthy decisions.
Because we have so many aspects of our health and wellness, like Dr. DeVoe said, we really need a lot more research. We need money thrown at the research for our natural health and well-being, because we probably have about 20 cures for COVID right here. We have done a lot of research already, but obviously it needs to be taken further. So we have the dietary aspects of boosting our immune system, our fruits, our vegetables, herbs, the water. I mean, hydration is very, very important, you know, and we have the purest water probably in the world in Dominica. So we're very blessed that we have all these things, you know. Like, if you look at the superfoods around the world, and we have them. We have the sea moss, we have sorrel, we have guava, we have our cherry, which is the highest vitamin C. We have all these amazing herbs available to us, and it's not like you have to go far for them. They're in our backyard. So again, I just emphasize that we really could be leading the way as the world's healthiest nation right now.
Owner of Be Natural, Terry Henry. TPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter calls on political parties and leaders of other organizations to begin aggressive campaigning within the various communities in efforts to encourage Dominicans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and adhere to the COVID health protocols. Leiter says these are serious times that require realistic leadership and open-mindedness.
My friend, it is serious, and every thing that we can do, the involvement of everyone is extremely, I repeat, extremely important. In instances where you are not being called upon to do certain things because of, for whatever petty reasons, be above that. Be above that. And let your organization start its own campaign to get people to yield to those protocols and to encourage people, as one of our overseas callers said, encourage them to do the vaccine voluntarily. You know, all of us, political parties, you can identify supporters in each of the communities, in the various constituencies, who can go out there and encourage people, encourage them, and say they are doing it on behalf of that particular political party. Let the people see that you are involved in the campaign.
DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter, you're tuned in with Q95 News. Public Relations Officer of Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Lando, reminds us that the mental health of our frontline workers and medical team is one that also has to be considered during this battle against COVID-19. Lando, speaking on a special edition of the Jolly's Health Vibes program yesterday, highlighted the tremendous sacrifice that these frontline workers have been making in ensuring that the rest of our society remains safe. He asked the pertinent question, open quote, "How have they been keeping?" End of quote.
The mental health of the healthcare provider, the frontline worker, every day they're out there working, ensuring that COVID-19 is managed. Yet, many of them have spent very little time with their families. Many of them have spent very little time with themselves. Many of them have sometimes been blamed for situations that it wasn't their fault or they don't even know of. Many of them have been stretched. I've looked at the firemen who have been driving back and forth, having to care for people, having to carry people from one location to the other. What has been their own mental state like? And how have they found, and have they found any time to debrief as a group, to sit down and maybe cry together or encourage each other or find some way to relax? The very same thing applies to the nurses and to the doctors and to the pharmacists and to the ward aides. The very same thing applies. How have we been balancing and ensuring that our mental health is secure, is preserved, and is protected?
Carlton Lando says the pharmacies have seen an increase in prescriptions for mental health conditions and that many of these workers put on the appearance of a strong shell, but sometimes the reality of their situation could be of serious concern.
You know, we receive prescriptions every day, and we've seen more and more prescriptions for drugs that has to do with mental health disorders. And so that in itself gives a clear reflection as to what's happening out there. So yes, many of us will smile when we open our doors and go on the road, and we do so due to personal pride. You know, nobody wants to see their neighbor see them feeble or broken. And so everybody, you know, shut that door behind of them, come out with a smile, come out confidently, and look well. But that same person that just closed the door is going to work without a dollar.
Public Relations Officer of Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Lando. Former Ambassador Crispin Gregoire, on behalf of the Dominican Western Sahara Friendship Society, has the great honor to welcome to the shores of Dominica the delegations of Frente Polisario of Western Sahara and the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, led by the permanent representative of Algeria to the United Nations, Ambassador Sofiane Mimouni, attending the 2021 Caribbean Regional Seminar of the UN Special Committee on Decolonization, being held at the Kempinski Cabritz Resort Hotel. Since 1979, when the interim government of Prime Minister Oliver Serafin accorded diplomatic recognition to the Polisario, our Friendship Society has been steadfast and unwavering in its support of the inalienable rights of the people of Western Sahara for self-determination and political independence. He says our ongoing advocacy for Western Sahara's independence has ensured that successive governments of Dominica support Western Sahara and Frente Polisario at the United Nations General Assembly. In 2010, the current Dominica government embarked on a very backward step, he says, and announced the withdrawal of the diplomatic recognition of Frente Polisario without any credible explanation. It was the late Prime Minister Rosie Douglas and Attorney at Law Mr. Bernard Wiltshire, both founding members of the Friendship Society, who advised on Dominica's diplomatic recognition of Frente Polisario. That recognition became a reality in 1979 after these two colleagues ably represented Dominica at the Non-Aligned Movement meeting in Havana in 1979, following the devastation of Hurricane David. Dominica thus became the second Caribbean state to confer this diplomatic recognition of the Polisario, with the People's Revolutionary Government of the late Maurice Bishop being the first government in our region to accord this diplomatic recognition, and Cuba the third country to do so. You can read more on this story on our website, www.q95da.com. Check it out today. You're tuned in with Q95 News. Public Relations Officer of the United Workers' Party, Nicholas George, accuses government ministers and some officials of falling all over themselves to make public statements without addressing the COVID crisis in an effective manner. George was responding to the recent announcement by ministers of government issuing statements as it relates to SROs. The latest SRO reveals businesses are allowed to be open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday and close at 1 p.m. on Saturdays.
The government ministers and other officials seemingly falling all over themselves to make a public statement and not necessarily addressing the crisis of COVID in the manner it should be addressed. Dominica is in a state of public emergency, even if I was the one to say that, right? If you have in excess of 500 active COVID cases in Dominica with 70,000 people, we have a state of public emergency. When we had 9 last year, March, April, we had a state of public emergency and we had total lockdown. So it cannot be now that we have 500 plus and we do not have a public, a state of public emergency. Then let's go to the details. The minister has issued regulations that says who shall open and when they shall open. The business places will open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, and 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Fine. There are people in Dominica who sell sometimes. Their best sale is from 6 p.m. As a liquor shop in Colligo, in Biosch, in Dublin, in Kulipi Street, in Marigot, in Cassibros. These shopkeepers have not been considered, and they have been suffering and continue to suffer.
Nicholas George contends that the $64,000 monthly living expenses of the Prime Minister should be distributed to help those who are most in need.
And here's the irony. Whilst they are suffering, and some single mothers in particular, parents, are in houses where they're paying $100, $200, $300, $400 rent, they have been put out of work. And they are not subsisted. But the Prime Minister has managed to persuade his cabinet of ministers to allocate from the public fund $64,000 a month to facilitate the payment of rent and other services at his mansion in Mount Daniel. Now, who it is that caused him to have that seeming power to do this? It is the little person on the street in St. Joseph, in La Plaine, in San Sauveur, in Cassibros, in the Kalinago Territory, in Westley, in Portsmouth, in Cottage. These are the people who were coerced to vote and put them there. And as soon as they were elected, they clothed themselves in an elitism system, and they're no longer concerned about the poor man. I think the regulation should have made provision for the discontinuance of the Prime Minister's receipt of $64,000 with effect from the 1st of June 2020. And that money be distributed among the poor and disadvantaged in Dominica.
Public Relations Officer of the United Workers' Party, Nicholas George. President of the Dominica Public Service Union, Steve Joseph, cautions that once a country's frontline workers are negatively impacted by the current pandemic, the health system and services sector are weakened significantly. Joseph says the union does not support mandatory vaccination. However, he urges campaigns for voluntary vaccination, especially for frontline workers. He advises health authorities to take note of the industrial actions taking place in neighboring islands regarding mandatory vaccination attempts.
The services that our people are supposed to be receiving, once your frontline people fall ill and you have to close down services, it means it's affecting the entire population. We're seeing indications across the region where you have public sector workers having to be forced to take industrial action. Unfortunately, we have some very bad examples in the region. In St. Vincent, in Antigua, now I understood in Jamaica, where nurses are being forced to pull out their services. And I'm hoping that we are taking note of those things so that we can use the best practices that we see emerging in the region and continue to promote that people adhere to the protocols, that people promote voluntary vaccination.
President of the DPSU, Steve Joseph. Tourism Minister Denise Charles announced on her Facebook page on August 26, 2021, that Dominica has recorded its second COVID-related death from her community of Point Michel. The victim is Sylvester John Baptist of Point Michel. She described him as a quiet, kind, and gentle soul. She asks unvaccinated Dominicans, open quote, "Our seniors seldom leave their homes and are most times infected by a loved one. How many more loved ones do we have to bury for us to come together to fight back?" End of quote. Charles declared war on COVID-19 in the Soufriere constituency. She claims her heart is broken to lose a constituent because of a virus that persons can all stop together. She said COVID-19 is a silent killer and has come like a thief in the night to cause grief and pain. Charles said, based on the Health Ministry's medical data in Dominica, vaccinated individuals do not die from COVID and are mostly asymptomatic if they contract the disease. But this is not the case for the unvaccinated. She emphasizes the unvaccinated have no defense against this silent killer, no antibodies to fight back. She added that one can move from stable to unstable to death in a matter of hours or days. She adds, open quote, "The only way to stamp out COVID from our constituency is to ensure that all those who can get vaccinated join this war against COVID," end of quote. The tourism minister says, open quote, "COVID-19 is the biggest threat to our livelihoods, spiritual and social life. If it continues to surge, it will certainly seriously affect our economy. Let us stand up to save the lives of our loved ones and stop the spread of the COVID-19 virus," end of quote. In other news, Barbados police have launched an investigation into the death of a Sarawak resident whom officers allege attacked them on Wednesday with a cutlass and was fatally shot as a result. The deceased was identified as Nick Rosemond, who is said to be mentally challenged. According to community residents, the police were summoned to assist in taking Rosemond to the mental wellness center after he attacked an individual with a cutlass and left the scene. They said that when the police arrived, they went to look for him. And here's the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid today, Thursday, August 26, 2021. A weak tropical wave is expected to move across the area tonight. An increase in cloudiness is expected across the area as well. However, significant shower activity is not anticipated with this tropical wave. Dust haze will persist across the area during the next 24 hours. People with respiratory issues should take caution. Slight to moderate seas are anticipated during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking near 7 feet. This is Q95 News. Canada has ended evacuations from Kabul's airport, a Canadian general said on Thursday, as the clock ticks down on dramatic Western efforts to help people flee the Taliban takeover ahead of a full American withdrawal. General Wayne Irie, the country's acting chief of defense staff, said the last evacuation plane has left and the vast majority of Canadian personnel are gone. Irie said allied countries have to leave before the Americans can wrap up their mission. Canadian military flights evacuated about 3,700 people.
The U.S. military ordered all media to leave the base at very short notice, saying there was a total media blackout. I leave you to reach your own conclusions as to why that was the case, but they needed to move us off. Interestingly, we're on a flight with hundreds of other refugees. You just got some sense from them on that plane what it was that they'd left behind, the terror and the relief to get on a U.S. military aircraft and head for freedom.
This morning, a new urgent warning to US citizens to leave all gates into Kabul airport immediately and avoid the area because of growing fears of an ISIS attack. Other nations doing the same, Britain calling it very, very credible reporting of an imminent attack. Now, Americans told don't go to the airport without specific orders. But with just 5 days to go until the August 31st pullout deadline, time is running out. The State Department revealing as many as 1,500 Americans may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan. Secretary of State Blinken saying no one will be left behind.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years.
And that's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Be Natural owner Terry Henry encourages Dominicans to eat super local foods, which can significantly aid in the fight against COVID-19 and help take our place as one of the world's healthiest nations. Barbados police have launched an investigation into the death of a Sarawak resident whom officers allege attacked them on Wednesday with a cutlass and was fatally shot as a result. And a Canada general said yesterday Canada has ended evacuations from Kabul's airport as the clock ticks down on dramatic Western efforts to help people flee Taliban takeover ahead of a full American withdrawal. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited.
Of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it